Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Wesley Gray speaking to you from New York City, and I thank you so much for tuning in this evening. Indeed, we are very excited with sharing the various books that we review, and this one is definitely one that's on top of the list, and this is not the first time that I've reviewed the book. Going back some 8 years ago, I featured a show that reviewed The Healing Wisdom of Africa. And it's a book that's authored by Dr. Maladomi Patrice Somme. And I'm really excited about revisiting this book because I think it's very timely with the way things are happening today, especially for the last year and a half. Indeed, many of us, if not most of us, need a healing regimen in which we can follow that is effective as we are challenged with this pandemic period, globally for that matter, not just in the United States, but all over the world, and especially throughout the African diaspora and other countries which are the citizens and communities are suffering from lack of food and good water, clean water, and other things such as medication. Indeed, we're talking about vaccinations for that matter. So I thought it would be just apropos to revisit the healing wisdom of Africa. But before I continue, I'd like to do as we always do, is play homage and give praise to the Most High and to our ancestors and to appreciate our elders in our community and children and family. I definitely appreciate my wife who is with us today. Dr. Dora Gray, and would you like to say hello?
Oh, Alafia, everyone. Grace and peace. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Yes, indeed. It's always a pleasure to have you with us, my queen.
Well, thank you. I'm excited about tonight's episode of Grassroots Holistic Health because Dr. Maladomi Patrice Somme, what an inspiration, intelligent person, full of wisdom, and the tools that his work offers to us. I can't even begin to describe how much benefit I receive from the tools written in his book.
Yes.
So this is really, I'm glad you're revisiting his work, and hopefully in the near future, maybe we can have him as a live guest again. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, that would be great, yeah. To have him on again.
Yeah.
This is going back about 10 years ago when he was on board with us.
It's been a while, yes.
And,
but his work never stops.
Yes. I must also say that we were very blessed to have him as a house guest for about 5 days. And indeed, he introduced us to food even, for that matter, like African yam and other vegetables that are common in his village, and the customs of his community, the Dagara people of Burkina Faso, the Burkina Faso in West Africa. And this fascinating and detailed book, he shares a journey through the traditional healing practices of the Dagara people of West Africa. Dr. Somme is also a shaman and scholar. He introduces us to the Western readers of the rituals that breathe meaning into the daily lives of African seekers. And he was educated in the West. Dr. Sobe holds 3 masters and 2 PhDs, and he is the author upon this review. He was the author of 4 books, including his autobiography of Water and the Spirit, and along with the book that we're reviewing today, The Healing Wisdom of Africa. He is an initiated elder and shaman and high priest, and he expounds on the principles of initiating change. Now, there is definitely a lot to review and a lot of content, but it's, as I said earlier, it's very timely. To quote Dr. Somme, he says, there's no doubt that at this time in history, Western civilization is suffering from a great sickness of the soul. The West has a progressive habit of turning away from functioning spiritual values, and its total disregard for the environment and the protection of natural resources, the violence of the inner cities with their problems of poverty, drugs, and crime, and spiraling unemployment and economic disarray, which of course is just exacerbated by this pandemic that we're experiencing today. He also further states that there's a growing intolerance towards people of color and the values of other cultures all over the world. And these trends, if unchecked, will eventually bring about a terrible self-destruction in face of all this global chaos. And the only possible hope is self-transformation. So I must add that my wife and I, Dr. Dora Gray, we are interfaith ministers, and we're constantly on point with the growing and enhancing our transformation so that indeed we can maintain our health and also be of assistance in sharing information so that others can benefit and from our information and establish a certain level of health as well. I have to remind you, though, that we're not medical doctors, we're not lawyers, so of course any information that we share on our show, we would suggest that indeed you consult your physician, your lawyer, and any other person that is legally qualified to give advice to you to incorporate within your daily life, and that's mind, body, and spirit. So with that being said, let me just relate to a few topics, a few quotes, if I may. One is about healing and eating, which Dr. Somme shares with us. And he says that illness is a physical manifestation of spiritual decay. Let me just repeat that. Illness is a physical manifestation of spiritual decay. Now, what does he mean by that? I take it that, as he states, that before the coming of modernity, the healers would have others in the village come and work on their farm, and they would end up with enough food to feed their families. Now the system no longer exists, and you will find a shaman with a tiny yard, and from this, he can pull enough food to feed a family of maybe 20 children. And mind you, he says children, not the adults. Of course, we have to feed the children first because they are the ones that are needed to continue the legacy, to continue the move forward of family. And something interesting about that is that within his village, the elders call the children grandpa and grandma. As a result of that, the elders showing deep respect for the young one, attributing the benefits of age to that of a young person. And the Dagara young means that which is still moist. Its attractiveness is symbolic or symptomatic of the proximity of the spirit world. But the presence of the other world and this world makes it very vulnerable. So beauty is synonymous with fragility. The blossoming of youth involves taking risks, and safety comes from the hands of the older generation. So old in the community in that village means someone who is dry solid, lasting, and the elders embody stability, dependability, and wisdom. And the wisdom that he says he's talking about in trying to point out here for Westerners is obvious. A retirement house is the wrong place for old people. It appears that in the West, Dr. Maldomi says, old age is feared because its lack of power, but also because of its proximity to the other world, the unknown and the unpredictable. So that says a lot. Indeed, right now, we have that with us going through this pandemic, with those who are old, so-called old, quote-unquote, are more at risk of becoming affected by the COVID virus. And if they have pre-existing conditions, which a lot of older people have, then indeed you have the propensity that they could succumb to the virus and have to be hospitalized, and God forbid that they would go in transition. So we realize here at the Gray House that indeed health is of utmost importance. That's why we have embraced a vegetarian diet. We have a part-time, a few days which we just have a salad, and we go towards vegan, a whole food, organic diet. And we find that that has benefited us to a great degree. I know that those of you who are listening may not be vegetarians or may not have any intent of becoming a vegetarian, but we have in our community, indeed, as I must say, we have a brother by the name of Eric Adams, who's about to become the next mayor of New York City, and he's a vegan. We have leaders in our community, Al Sharpton, a host of people. I'm trying to think of some women. That memory leaves me for a moment. But we have those who are in leadership positions which can have a voice in terms of being an influencer within our community in terms of us eating wholesome food. If not vegetarian, at least maybe picking a day or two where we have a meatless diet, where we're, if we do eat meat, we choose meat that is free-roaming, with the expression free-roaming animals in the farm, where they're not really injected with hormones. Indeed, in certain communities, we have those animals which are raised in a kosher tradition in the Jewish community, and in the Islamic community, they call it halal. They're treated with the most kindness and not really disrespected, and even to the point of them being their life being taken away. There's a ritual, there's a prayer that's done, asking for forgiveness, asking for indeed to be recognized that this is being done to nurture the body, not as a lackadaisical, nonchalant activity of just having pleasure by eating the remains of the animal without any respect for it as being a living soul. So there's a lot to say about the traditions in Africa, and this is just one particular take in terms of Dr. Maladome's book relating to his experience as a child who lived in a village and was kidnapped, as a matter of fact. I won't get deep into that, but he was kidnapped and taken out of the village, and he spent some time in a Christian sanctuary, and there was this intent of converting him from his rituals that he had learned as a child, which was not that much because he was very young at the time, but he decided that he needed to go back home. So he was initiated, if not reinitiated, into the customs of the Dagara, and his grandfather was a renowned shaman and high priest. And he was able to be brought back into the village as a young man. And he went through proving himself by going through ritual, which I may add was life-threatening at times. And thus we have present today, he's a worldwide renowned highly respected elder and author, and also a representation of the positive attributes of the various communities within Africa. So I'm very proud to say that indeed I was blessed to have him in my company face to face, and there's nothing like looking eye to eye with a person and really receiving the energy. He was a very he's a very genuine person, and you can't help but be amazed with his presence, because he's very humble and very intuitive and extremely knowledgeable. He doesn't have any pretenses at war. So again, I give most thanks to the Most High and to the ancestors for making our connection possible. My wife and I, we noticed, we looked at a video earlier today that was presented by a sister of African descent, and she was talking about food. And indeed, many of us have been conditioned to eat at restaurants, especially fast food restaurants. And she made a point which wasn't new to me, but I'm happy she reminded us that indeed there are many fast food restaurants where the people who prepare the food are underpaid, they're disgruntled, and they're not really in the best state of emotion. And it's been proven that if you eat food prepared by a person who's not really in a healthy state, that that energy can be transferred to you. So that's something to be said about the fact that indeed we have a generation, or at least one generation in the last 20 years, where the children were raised on fast food. And we have the adults who resort to fast food because of their heavy schedule and at work and at home. And they tend to say that it's cheaper, as it were, than buying vegetables from the supermarket. And that's something that I think we need to share amongst us and delve into and do the research, so that indeed we can have a healthy body and eat the foods that enhance our body, so that we have an immune system that can fight off any virus, such as COVID-19 or Delta. Of course, being vaccinated is something that one would want to consider. My wife and I have both been vaccinated twice, and we're contemplating the booster shot. And maybe I shouldn't say shot, I boost the dose, as it were. But along with that, we're still following protocol. And, of course, we're eating fresh vegetables and fruits and smoothies and just really being attentive to what we take into our body. So I suggest that those of you who are listening to feel the need or the urgency to do likewise, to consider having a whole food-based diet, as it were. I see that we have someone listening right now on the show, and if you'd like to share your thoughts and comments, please press the number one button, and I'll be more than happy to have you join us. And with that note, I'd like to also state that indeed the show is for a half an hour, so we have about 11 minutes remaining, and I again want to thank you for tuning in. It's really a pleasure to be able to share with you our thoughts and insight and review such books such as The Healing Wisdom of Africa. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with you momentarily. Thank you. Hello. The one calling it with extension 8981, would you like to speak with us?
Giving honor and praise. How you doing, Baba Wesley Gray? This is Brother Tanik Amin-Ross. How
well,
are you?
My brother. I'm doing quite well, my brother. How are you doing, Brother Tanik?
I am blessed. I am truly blessed. It's been a minute since I've heard your voice. And I just want to say I miss you, brother. I truly do. I miss your wisdom, your presence, you know, and truly grateful for you just modeling, you know, the balance and the maturity and, you know, that an elder brother is to demonstrate and is to how to move amongst other men. I've always been truly grateful. So thank you.
You're welcome, brother. Thank you.
Yes, yes, Ashe, Ashe. So, Brother Gray, I know you got short time. I wanted to, I'm picking up the, I'm going to take time this week, I should say, to really, you know, immerse myself into the healing wisdom of Africa. You know, I'm taking a short vacation from work and going to do some traveling, and I want to be able to really, you know, absorb the energy of the book because, I mean, as you said, I can't say it no better than what you all have already said about Dr. Soleil. I'm curious about your thoughts. I work in the juvenile detention field, and this one, you know, being an initiate in the tradition, you know, one of the challenges I see or other kind of religious and cultural, well, let me just say religious representation, you know. I'm just curious what your thoughts, considering the age and time that we're in and the thoughts of where to, Madoma speaks from, how to bring and introduce really the essence of these teachings and with these youth who are really trying to still discovering caught up in the cross at a crossroads, you know, from unfortunately making, decisions that may have to pay for the next seven, you know, for some even 8 years of their lives after making that decision. But right now finding themselves in a place where their spirit is hungering, but they know not what for. So I'm just curious, you know, some of your thoughts on that, having, you know, worked in such a diverse capacity over the years in our community.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that, brother. I must tell the listening audience that Brother Tanik and I used to work together with Richard Green and the Crown House Youth Collective and involved with the youth. That's when I was the director of the Youth Center and the Safe City, Safe Street initiative.
Yes, what a thriving initiative and so many young people who passed through that venue were exposed to information that it would be wonderful if, in general, the youth were able to be exposed to that work. Absolutely.
Yes. I'd like to just thank you so much, Brother Tanik, for tuning in and especially for bringing up this subject matter, which is so important. We look forward to having a continued discussion about this. My wife, Dr. Dora, she's a former school teacher. So she, this is very close to her, as it were. And we're going to definitely continue to have this conversation. I'm looking for you to coming on again. I'm going to be continue with viewing the book part two next week. So with time permitting, it would be a pleasure to have you on as a guest again to call in,
yes,
if that's possible. I just wanted to say something in terms of synchronicity. It just so happens that I a couple of days ago, I read something which was shared to me on Facebook. And it's not about Dr. Somme's community. But it was concerning the Bimba tribe of Africa. And if I can, if you permit, if I can just quote what it states. It states that the Bimba tribe of Africa believes that each human being comes into the world as good, and that each one of us only desiring safety, love, peace, and happiness. But sometimes, in the pursuit of these things, people make mistakes. And when a person acts irresponsibly or unjustly, he or she is placed in the center of the village alone, unfettered. All work ceases in the village, and everyone gathers around the accused individual. Then each person of every age begins to talk out loud to the accused. One at a time, each person tells all the good things that the one in the center ever did in his or her lifetime. Every incident, every experience that can be recalled with any detail and accuracy is recounted. All positive attributes, good deeds, strengths, and kindness are recited carefully and at length. And the tribal ceremony often lasts several days, not ceasing until everyone is drained of every positive comment that can be mustered. And at the end, the tribal circle is broken. A joyous celebration takes place, and the person is symbolically and literally welcomed back into the tribe. Necessity for such ceremonies mostly is rare. So he states at the end that you are special, you are important, you are necessary, and everyone in the village reminds everyone about that.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So, I just came welled up. My heart expanded when I read that. And it just so happens that a politician, who I won't name, I would not mention, he responded to that posting, and he said, wow. And he says, this is just magnificent, it's beautiful. And I responded to him. I thanked him for, acknowledging it. And I said, well, this is something that we need to consider. What I stated was that, yes, indeed, my brother, this is a narrative that needs to be shared so that this ritual becomes a norm in our communities throughout the African diaspora. It will take some time and effort, but I believe that it's possible. So, Brother Tamik, Baba Tamik, I just wanted to share with you my appreciation for you bringing up this subject matter. The ancestors are working.
Yes, that's great. Baba, I did read that on your posting the other day, and your reiteration, it cleared. It just reset things for me, and the methodologies of engaging some of these young men and young ladies who are feeling forgotten or just overwhelmed with the emotional trauma of their decisions and what lies before them and the kind of methodologies, I have them for a short period of time. And they're like, what kind of things could I do in a few months, 3 months, and for some of that will be returning back to the community, and those who will be moving on to a longer stay inside, the detention system. But what are the things can I do and empower? And that was one of the a very powerful, method and right facts. We know from our experience with Brother Green, that setting conditions are critical, and most importantly, initiating young folk through a rites of passage, because the streets have given, they do their rites of passage out there. The gang culture, all these things has taken place what our African traditions used to give many of us, back, in the motherland and here, who, unfortunately, all of us are not exposed to, the long commitment of many of the Pan-Africanists and other brothers and sisters of the various traditions, adhering to African tradition. So thank you for that. And forgive me, Ia, sending my blessings to you as well. Great gratitude for your work and effort. And hopefully I look forward to talking and building with y'all more in the future.
Thank you, brother. And same here. I look forward to that as well. Again, thank you for tuning in. And I will give you a call. I have your number. And I will call you and then we can speak offline. And really further discussion. Okay, peace and blessings,
right,
brother.
Thank you. Yes, blessings. All righty, God be well.
You too now, thank you. Well, again, those of you who are listening, I must also add that you can tune in and listen to our shows. I'd like you to share with your associates, your family, loved ones, that we have an archive. All our shows are archived. So you just have to go to blogtalkradio.com, grassroots holistic health. blogtalkradio.com/grassrootsholistichealth, and you'll be able to come up with our page and access all the archived shows. So again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. It's been a very exciting and very moving half an hour, and I know that we have to revisit this again, as I mentioned to Brother Baba Tamik, that we're going to be reviewing the book again next week, same time, 6:30, and we look forward to having you on board with us, and we'd like that you share with those in your circle our discussion. Peace and blessings, everyone. As we close and as we begin, we give praise and gratitude to the Most High, to the ancestors. I send everyone goodwill, Alafia, Hetetu, Namaste, and we will see you again next week.